Sorting out the details, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police in Texas working to assemble the complete timeline of the Tuesday school shooting tragedy that left 19 children and two of their teachers dead in Uvalde, Texas.
30 minutes before the shooting, the suspect apparently sent some messages on social media. Now, we don't know where they went, who they went to, and when they opened them up. But two of those messages, according to officials, talked about shooting his grandmother, the third, talking about wanting to go to an elementary school to shoot it up. Authorities did confirm that after shooting his grandmother, the suspect then drove away from that scene, crashing his pickup truck near Robb Elementary School. We're told there was an armed school police officer on campus, but it didn't stop the suspect from getting inside the school.
Fox's Jeff Paul, Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Uvalde Tuesday, calling for unity.
There's no words that anybody shouting can come up here and do anything to heal those broken hearts. We all, every Texan, every American has a responsibility.
Governor Abbott was interrupted when Beto O'Rourke, his opponent in the governor's race, yelled out that Abbott wasn't doing enough. O'Rourke was shouted down and escorted out. President Biden and the First Lady plan to visit Uvalde soon. He's now issued orders for federal police reform.
The president used the anniversary of the death of George Floyd to blast Republicans over what he called inaction on police reform, introducing an executive order that would create a national database of police misconduct, mandates the use of body cameras, and bans the use of chokeholds. It's also important to note that this would only apply to federal officers and not state and local departments.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Prosecutors have rested their case against former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman on charges he lied to the FBI. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Oklahoma now has the country's strictest abortion law.
GOP Governor of Oklahoma Kevin Stitt signs a bill into law banning abortions from the moment of fertilization, prohibiting physicians from performing the procedure at any point in pregnancy, with exceptions only for medical emergencies and victims of rape or incest if the crimes are reported to law enforcement. It allows private individuals to sue abortion providers and anyone who helps someone get an abortion, but does not allow the woman seeking an abortion to be sued. Stitt previously signing a law making it a felony for doctors to perform abortions. At least 12 states have so-called trigger laws to ban or restrict abortions if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Congressional Budget Office says high inflation will persist into next year, predicting the Consumer Price Index this year will rise more than 6%. 8 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. lost population during the first year of the pandemic. New York leading the way, losing more than 305,000 residents, or about 3.5% of its population. New estimates from the Census Bureau show only Phoenix and San Antonio gained new residents from 2020 to 2021. A large fine's been levied against Twitter for what the government says were deceptive advertising practices.
The Federal Trade Commission said that the social media platform must pay a $150 million penalty for deceptively using account security data for targeted advertising. Twitter asked users to give personal information like phone numbers and email addresses to protect their accounts. For the than 140 million Twitter users provided their info from 2013 to 2019, according to the FTC. The company then profited by allowing advertisers to use this data to target specific users. The news is the latest development surrounding Twitter, which has been in the spotlight since billionaire Elon Musk made a $44 billion bid to acquire the company. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.